Welcome to the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, wife, mother of three, author of Holistic Wealth, and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. The show will showcase various experts in the key pillars of holistic wealth. Each week, we deliver the best information on how to become holistically wealthy and live your best life. And today we have a very special solo episode on inflation and how to cope with these rising prices and what we can do in the short term and medium term. So the Holistic Wealth Podcast is sponsored by the Institute on Holistic Wealth, and the Institute on Holistic Wealth has a range of resources, online courses, and a membership platform to help you achieve a holistically wealthy lifestyle. And so if you visit www.instituteonholisticwealth.com, you'll find a range of programs and courses there to help you, plus that membership platform. And of course, the Institute also carries a range of certifications that can also help you achieve time and money freedom, like the Signature Program, the Certified Holistic Wealth Consultant Program, and several other certification programs like the Holistic Healing Certification Program and a Trauma of Money Certification Program that's coming on stream on February 26th. So feel free to check out those resources, those programs on the Institute on Holistic Wealth website. Also, feel free to check out the membership platform that's there, with a range of resources. Once you sign up as a member, you'll be able to get a range of resources to help you along. And of course, it's Black History Month. It's a very special month, but so many things are happening around the world with COVID-19, lots of protests, you know, in North America, in Canada here. And so lots going on, in addition to, of course, today's topic on the high inflation and the high cost of living. But before I get into that, I also want to remind everyone that the new Holistic Wealth expanded and updated 36 life lessons to help you recover from disruption, find your life purpose, and achieve financial freedom is available for pre-order online everywhere. You can get that at Barnes & Noble online, Indigo, Chapters Online, Target Online, Amazon, Walmart Online, a range of online stores, bookshop.org, IndieBound. It's available just about everywhere. And I just want to say for everyone listening in, you know, you often hear authors saying to their readers, pre-order, pre-order. And I want to just explain a bit about that, and especially why it's so important for female authors, women of color, Black authors. It's so important for that segment of the population because traditionally, you know, women of color, Black women weren't able to access publishing contracts in the same way, in the same rate as others who were publishing. And so pre-orders build buzz around those books. It sends a signal to the publishing industry that our voices are in demand, that our diverse views are needed. It sends that signal to bookstores to stock the book, and not to only stock one book, but to stock several books because consumers want it. Consumers want diverse books. And so it's so important. Like, pre-orders can actually make or break a book in terms of whether the book succeeds or not. And so that's why I wanted to take a bit of time during this episode to really highlight that for readers, because it's so important for generations to come. It's important that voices are out there, diverse books, diverse voices. It's important that we support so that the publishing industry realizes that our voices need to be heard. These books are there and they can do well in the marketplace, because traditionally, you know, and I've had this experience before as an author where I've been told it's harder to promote books written by Black authors, or it's harder to promote books written by women of color because there's no market, but there is a market. And we know that, right? So it's important to get those pre-orders in so that it sends a signal to the industry that we want this. This is really important work and it's going to do well. Okay, so I just wanted to get into the topic of inflation because it's affecting everyone. And we're all seeing the higher prices everywhere, right? It's everywhere. And even though the media tends to highlight, you know, certain groups that it affects more, it's affecting everyone. And so a key measure of inflation climbed to a near 40-year high last month. And it's unbelievable the level of inflation that we're seeing. And as an economist, a trained economist, it's something that is concerning because I think previously economists were hopeful that we would have reached the peak of the pandemic era price increases in early 2022. And it's now February. We're heading into March. And there's just no stopping it. It just continues to roll. So the consumer price index rose 7.5% in the 12 months ending January, not adjusted for seasonal swings. And it was the steepest annual price increase since February 1982, and the worst since we've seen in 40 years. So even forecasts that economists had put in place, it surpassed that and it's continuing to climb. And it's unbelievable when you go into grocery stores and you see the prices. I see them. You see them. Gas has gone up. The cost of fruits and vegetables and meat is a big one that has gone up as well. And people on tight budgets are facing just deep struggles with coping with the rising food and energy prices, the cost of gas, and all of those prices have been volatile. Food prices rose 7% over the same period, and so did energy prices. They rose 27%, led by fuel, oil, and gas prices. And it's difficult for people who are living on a fixed budget, like retirees. It's difficult for millennials. It's difficult for Gen X, who has, you know, they have children plus taking care of seniors and elderly parents. So everyone's feeling the crunch, and it tends to cause trauma. It can cause financial trauma. And that's a topic that I've been exploring the last couple of episodes. We've dealt with trauma and financial trauma. And it's unbelievable that when you're in a situation where you feel powerless, you feel like you can't cope, you feel like everything is closing in on you, that is a recipe for trauma. So, and prices have been climbing across the board. I mean, for housing, furniture, used cars, gasoline, as I mentioned before, prices are just going through the roof. And of course, people are wondering how to cope when there's not much room in your budget, right? And especially when you're also trying to pay down debt, whether it's student loan debt, whether it's trying to pay down mortgage debt. People are also wondering how to cope with this type of inflation that we haven't seen in years. And of course, lots of the types of pandemic supports that were in place, for instance, the CERB in Canada and the child tax credits in the United States, the stimulus checks, those have pretty much ended. And those, you know, relief that provided a buffer for people during the time when those were available. But now that those are gone, people are finding it extremely difficult to cope. And it's not easy to cope when there's not much room left in your budget at the end of the month. I want to provide some strategies so that you can cope. And whether you are in North America, in Canada, or the United States, the same thing in terms of how we cope, in terms of strategies on a personal level that can help us cope. And so, you know, the Holistic Wealth Personal Workbook is an amazing tool that I revisit several times. And if you don't have a copy of that book, I suggest, you know, that you try to get a copy. You can order that online. It's available everywhere. And you can start really looking at your budget and seeing where the money's going. I mean, there's some things, if we look at food, for instance, there's some things that have just doubled. Like, for instance, if you're an orange juice drinker, it means that your prices have doubled. So in Canada here, the cost of orange juice has almost doubled in the last few months. So there are certain types of food that are going up quickly too. The price of beef has gone up almost 12% in the past year, while ham and bacon are up 15%. So what we need to do, especially when it comes on to supermarket lists, is to firstly create a new inflation supermarket list. And I'm calling it that just for this time, right? We're going to inflation proof our supermarket lists, right? And we're going to look at the things that we're used to buying, that we love, that we're going to have to cut back on for this time. Because I feel like even if you're one of the lucky ones that has room in your budget to accommodate, why spend on something that's now triple or double the cost? I would struggle with that. So to have that inflation-proof supermarket list, we just need to look at the things that we used to buy, compare the cost of what it is now, and figure out a suitable alternative, or just wait until prices come back down. So I just listed a few things just now that have doubled or tripled in terms of pricing. And that's kind of an example of how we're going to craft that inflation-proof supermarket list. So if there are things like bacon and beef and orange juice that have doubled in value that you used to pick up, well, maybe we can look for alternatives, or maybe we should scratch them off for now. They're not life-threatening. Some of them are, you know, not necessarily good for our holistic wealth bank accounts right now, like I'm thinking about bacon. So maybe we cut back on those items and we try to stock up on items that are healthy, but that the price hasn't gone up as much as for other items. And so that's one thing that I would, you know, suggest that everyone do, is to just honestly just comparison shop, just look at the prices and figure out before you go, because the average, you know, spending on food has gone up by $200 to $300 per month for the average household. And that holds true whether you're in Canada or the United States. It holds true that we're all spending at least $200 to $300, $400 now. I mean, when I go to Costco personally now, it's unbelievable what it costs. And so that's what we all have to do in terms of watching those prices, because I think even as an economist, I really believe in the philosophy of, if you don't have to waste it, don't waste it. And stop the bleeding where you can stop the bleeding. So let's pull that plug. Let's stop the bleeding and figure out ways of making this work for our supermarket budgets. And so one of the other things that I would suggest that you do in terms of, let's take gas prices that, you know, that has become super expensive. And if you're driving out every day, if you're commuting to work every day, or having to, you know, take the kids to school and pick them up back, you're feeling the pinch with gas prices right about now. Gas, in addition to food, has gone up tremendously high. And so it's cutting down on the commuting as much as possible and just scaling back and watching those gas prices and figuring out when to fill up and when to get gas. So the Holistic Wealth Workbook, for those of you who are thinking about debt and thinking about how to pay back debt when prices have gone up so high, because what happens is when prices increase, it gets harder to pay down debt because more of your room or more spending room is going into like essential items like food and gas. So it cuts back on the amount that you would have every month to put towards debt repayment. And so that becomes a challenge for households who are looking at like that aggressive approach to paying down debt when there's nothing left because inflation has eaten away at budgets. And so from the Holistic Wealth Workbook, I'm just looking at the section about on debt repayment, and it has an amazing chart It has an amazing chart, a debt repayment chart that I love everyone to work through. Go back to it. And just like how we just created a supermarket, like an inflation-proof supermarket list, we're going to do the same thing with our debt plan. And I'm imploring everyone to go back, get the workbook, and just use that debt repayment worksheet. It's on page 48, and it has a whole worksheet there that you can extend, and with the name of the lender, your monthly payment, the purpose of the loan, your renewal date, the interest rate, and the due date for payment. And it's useful to track everything I just said a while ago. It's useful to track all of that because then you know which ones have a higher interest rate, which ones you need to scale back on, and if you need to consolidate any debt. And when you do that, I'm hoping that everyone sets a goal for the debt repayment. And no matter how small, it's useful to still make those payments. You have to still make those payments. And if you're setting a debt repayment date of 2025, 2026, let's say you're giving yourself 60 months or you're giving yourself 30 months, depending on the amount that's owed, it's really important to set that goal in mind and try to meet it. And even if you slip a bit, it's fine. But setting that goal keeps you on track. And I've spoken about having accountability partners before. So whether you do this within your Holistic Wealth Project group, if you set up a Holistic Wealth Project group with a group of friends or with family members, or even within your own household, like within a family, you can have your own Holistic Wealth Project group. And everybody can commit to the same goals, you know, for reducing spending, for cutting back on certain things, even if it's cutting back on use of different things in a household, that helps. And so creating that debt repayment worksheet and organizing your finances to help with your medium-term financial goals also helps. Another thing that I would do in the short term is to research ways to save on utility bills. I know for us in North America now, it's winter and everyone is facing soaring utility bills. Well, research ways that you can cut back. Think about a cheaper phone plan, cheaper car insurance. If it won't affect your quality of life, but it adds incrementality to your savings each month, that's worth looking into. And consider lifestyle changes. You know, look at your lifestyle to see what you want to, you know, I'm not advocating that everybody cut everything out. We still need to have that very joyful life, of course, that very meaningful life, but just look to see, and you know, and it's unique for everyone. So everybody should look at their lifestyle and their lifestyle goals to see what changes they want, because this pandemic has been really, really a challenge in terms of, you know, and in the new and updated edition of Holistic Wealth, I talk about the art of recovery from disruption a lot. Well, this pandemic has really been a challenge in terms of mastering that art, but we can do it. It's very, very practical. It's a goal that we can all meet, but we just need to put things in place. So if there are loans that you have that you need to refinance, you can look into that and create a monthly budget. Set time to review it each week in a pleasant setting where you're not stressed, where you're not feeling worn out, exhausted, and powerless. Do it in a pleasant time when you're home and you're relaxed and you're feeling good about everything. Don't do your budget planning when you're exhausted, when you're in a state of stress and where you're feeling frazzled. Do it in a time of calm, in a relaxed mood. You can set the tone. Light some candles. Get your scented oils and do your budget when you're in that frame of mind, right? And challenge yourself by rewarding yourself for meeting these goals. So don't make it a chore. Don't make it stressful. Just try to do it in that space where you're calm and you're not feeling already frazzled and powerless, right? Because being debt-free is an essential component of financial independence, but it requires strategic planning and it often involves some sacrifices in the short term, right? And you know, in terms of holistic wealth, I talk a lot about financial resilience and financial resourcefulness a lot, because those two things help us weather those setbacks, helps us weather the disruption. And of course, everything that we've talked about in this episode also adds to that. So it's crucial that we just be mindful, you know, in our supermarket shopping, when we shop for gas, whatever we're shopping for, whether it's, you know, clothes for the kids or any other items that you may need, just in terms of this high inflationary period, it's often important to comparison shop. It's often important to do that before you head out, not once you get there, because once you've already gotten there, the battle is lost. We need to do that research at home before going out there. And so send in your questions if you have other questions that you want answered. Send in your topics if there are other topics that you want covered, that you want to hear us tackle on the podcast. And it's amazing. We get questions from listeners all the time. And this particular episode stems from a question from a reader. And so we're tackling that now, which is amazing. And we've had some amazing feedback on the podcast, especially on several different episodes. We've had feedback on the manifesting episode with Wendy Friesen, and I would actually advise you to go back and listen to that episode, because it has some key money lessons in there that can help with this period that we're in. And of course, it involves dealing with the trauma of money, how we deal with removing money blocks or money walls, and manifesting. And so we received feedback from a previous guest who was actually, you know, a guest on the podcast, Morgan Overholt. She spoke about how she earned $500K on Upwork. But the amazing thing about Morgan was that she posted on her Twitter timeline a few months ago that she listened to the manifesting episode on the Holistic Wealth podcast. And this is what she wrote on Twitter. She said, 6 months ago, after listening to the manifestation episode on the Institute on Holistic Wealth podcast, I cut myself a five-figure distribution check that at the time had no way of cashing, and it was payable for December 2021. And she says, on Wednesday, I cashed it in. And that is to show the power of that episode on manifesting wealth and abundance. And it was amazing when I saw this on Twitter. You can imagine my surprise when I saw it posted there about the Holistic Wealth podcast. And it's an amazing testimonial to the work and to people who've been really listening in and putting things into practice. And so tune in to the podcast and really share it with friends and family members who might be looking for this kind of help and information. And while you're at it, remember to pre-order the new and expanded Holistic Wealth 36 Life Lessons to help you recover from disruption, find your life purpose, and achieve financial freedom. It's available everywhere now online for pre-order, and pre-orders are so important, as I said at the beginning of this show. And please do tell your friend, get a few copies for family members who need it. Everyone needs to master the art of recovery from disruption in this pandemic. We're all in this together. We're all experiencing this collective despair, this collective sense of what's going on and where will the world be in 5 years? Where will we be in 5 years? And some of the answers to those questions are laid out so beautifully in the book. And it's written for everyone, no matter what perspective you're coming at this. People have lost jobs. Some people have lost loved ones. People are trying to cope. And I think every one of us now is in that position of just weathering a storm, and we're trying to weather it. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, and I look forward to sharing with you again next week. Thank you for joining us this week on Holistic Wealth with Keisha Blair. Make sure to visit our website, KeishaBlair.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you will never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Are you a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If not, what are you waiting for? Go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth.com/memberships to choose your membership plan and join. As a member, you get so many perks. Free worksheets, advice, coaching, and a member's workshop to design an intentionally designed life. You need to figure out your life purpose? Take the Build Your Life Purpose Portfolio online self-paced course. You're struggling with all your money decisions? Take the free financial identities quiz and then take the course. You recently had a breakup, job loss, or experienced the death of a loved one? Take the holistic healing course. You need an overall plan to achieve holistic wealth? We will help you figure out your holistic wealth blueprint. And of course, if you want to start making money by helping others achieve holistic wealth, become a certified holistic wealth consultant. Regardless of what career you've got, the Institute will show you how to increase your income and walk in your purpose. The sooner you join, the sooner you start to achieve a more holistically wealthy lifestyle. And you're going to want to stay for a very long time. So go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth.com/memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning, best-selling Holistic Wealth 32 Life Lessons to help you find purpose, prosperity, and happiness.